Government outlines plans for economic and social development in 2015. Prime Minister lauds diaspora groups and keys handed over to new homeowners in Helsha St. Catherine. This and more in this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. I am Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned for the details. For the new financial year, keen focus will be placed on developing the agricultural sector, with additional agropark sites to be established in Western Jamaica and St. Mary. This was among several development projects outlined by Governor General Sir Patrick Allen as he delivered the throne speech during the ceremonial opening of Parliament on Thursday. Sir Patrick also stated that 15,000 land titles will be delivered to Jamaicans through the Land Administration and Management Program LAMP during the new legislative year. The Governor General says an additional 397 housing solutions and 49 infrastructure projects will be provided in Clarendon and St. Thomas under the Sugar Transformation Program.
These will be delivered in the 2015-2016 financial year, along with 49 infrastructure projects in Clarendon, St. Thomas, Trelawney, St. Catherine, St. Elizabeth, and Westmoreland.
The government will also pursue an active legislative agenda for 2015-2016. Legislation to establish a national DNA database is scheduled to go before Parliament this year as part of ongoing plans to modernize the investigation of crime. The Sexual Harassment Act, which will provide the framework for securing the protection of persons at the workplace and in other institutions, will also be brought to the House. A building bill aimed at improving the efficiency of the building approval process will also be brought to Parliament. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is lauding the contributions of the Jamaican diaspora to the social and infrastructural development of the country over the years. Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Minister A.J. Nicholson delivered the Prime Minister's address at the launch of the 6th Biennial Diaspora Conference at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on Friday. The Prime Minister notes that the diaspora has contributed approximately $10 million to the health and education sectors during the period 2011 to 2014.
An estimated 132 healthcare groups send an average of 200 medical missions from the diaspora to Jamaica each year. And diaspora groups have also made meaningful contributions to hospitals, health centers, schools, and other educational institutions. Through partnerships with the Ministries of Education and Health, for example, they continue to work for the benefit of our children and protection of the vulnerable in our society.
The Prime Minister says she fully endorses the Diaspora Conference, describing it as providing an ideal framework for the exchange of ideas and best practices, as well as an opportunity to update the Jamaican community overseas on the government's policy priorities. The 6th Biennial Jamaica Diaspora Conference is set to take place from June 13 to 18 at the Montego Bay Convention Center in Montego Bay, St. James. It is being staged under the theme Jamaica and the Diaspora, Linking for Growth and Prosperity. Last Friday, the Prime Minister handed over keys and possession letters to 60 Housing Trust beneficiaries who were selected to receive homes in the new Sandhills Vista housing development in Helsha St. Catherine. The 60 are among 226 persons who will benefit from housing solutions constructed under the $1.8 billion National Housing Trust NHT development. Speaking at the handing over ceremony, Mrs. Simpson-Miller said the government remains committed to the provision of affordable housing for Jamaicans.
Shelter is a fundamental right of the people. It is a critical part of ensuring a quality standard of living for the people of any country. The ownership of a home and land is vital to well-being and wealth creation and lifts families out of poverty.
The Prime Minister also expressed satisfaction that the new homeowners include young professionals, low-income earners, and persons with disabilities. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying with us. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.